Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Turner, number 957. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiyismach@take10fortorah.org. Today I wanted to speak about one of the very common customs that many of us have at the Seder, and that involves the Afikoman. What's the Afikoman? Again, the Afikoman is the half of the matzah that we break towards the beginning of the Seder of Yachatz, and we save the larger half of that matzah for later. And of course, later is going to be when we eat it to remember the Korban Pesach itself at the end of the festive meal, at the end of Shulchan Aruch, before we bench. Okay, so what happens with that matzah between the beginning of the Seder and that late time, towards the end of the Seder, is pretty much the core of what we're going to discuss. So the Gemara says as follows, Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Hakol Chayavin Barba Kosis Halalo. Everybody is obligated in the four cups. Echad anashim, the echad nashim, the echad tinok. Whether it's men or women or children, four cups of wine, all of them are obligated. Amar Rav Yehuda, he asks the question that everybody's probably wondering about. V'chima to'eles yish l'tinokas b'yayin. What goal is there in giving little kids wine? It's illegal. Ela mechalkan lahen klayos ve'egoz in erev Pesach. Rather, what you do with the kids is you give them klayos, roasted wheat, and egozim, and nuts on erev Pesach, k'desh lo yeshnu v'yashalu. So that they not sleep and that they ask. They stay up to ask because they're excited. Because roasted wheat is awesome. And nuts are fantastic and they're tasty. I think nowadays, obviously, as I always say, you need a little bit more than that. Amru alav al Rabbi Akiva, Shahayim echal kaloyos ve'egoz l'tinokos b'erev Pesach. And so the Gemara continues to tell a story about Rabbi Akiva, who would indeed do this and give these things out to the kids on erev Pesach, k'dei shlo yeshnu v'yishalu, so they would not fall asleep. And they'd be enthusiastic and excited, so they'd ask questions, because we know asking questions is one of the very important parts of the Seder. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer says, Chotvin matzos b'leli psachim, we chot, and this is going to be the phrase in question, we are chotef matzos on night of Pesach. It's not clear what that word means, we'll see what it might mean. B'shvil tinokesh lo yeshnu, so that the kids not sleep. So Rabbi Eliezer makes the statement that we are chotef the matzah. Chotef could mean snatch or grab or something like that on the night of Pesach so the kids don't sleep. Tanya, finally the Gemara ends with the story. Amar alav Rabbi Akiva miyamavlo, Amar higi eslamo beis hamedrash. Rabbi Akiva would never be the guy to say it's time to go and leave the beis hamedrash. Chutz me'arav Pesachim erev Yom Kippurim. Except for on our erev Pesach and except on erev Yom Kippur. Why? So the Gemara says, be'erev Pesach, why would he leave b'shvil tinokos? Because the kids, he would have to go and make sure that he's giving out the nuts and he's giving out the roasted wheat so that they're all excited and enthusiastic and they don't go to sleep. K'desh l'yeshnu, so they won't fall asleep erev Yom Kippurim. K'desh l'yochlo espanayim, so that he could help feed on erev Yom Kippur the kids before the fast. Okay, so what is being asked of us? What are we being told by Rabbi Eliezer to do? Chutvin es amatzos. So Rashi gives a couple of interpretations. Rashi's first interpretation is magbien es hakara. We snatch the matzos in that we sort of hold them up. We pick them up and hold them up. B'shol tinoka sheyishalu. So the kids see this and they're like, "What are you doing? What's this? What are you doing?" And so once they are noticing that something is odd tonight, hopefully they'll be like, "Oh, tonight's special. Tonight's wonderful. So explain to me why is tonight wonderful?" And as I hope in previous classes we've discussed why the night's wonderful and what the answer is to the question. The Istim Afarish, Rashi says, but there are others who explain. Chotfin matzah, ochlin maher. You eat quickly. You eat quickly. And so that sounds like you eat quickly for the purposes of finishing quickly so the kids are still up, which would be the context of why the next story with Rabbi Akiva is for. Rabbi Akiva is telling us, or at least we're told about Rabbi Akiva, how he would do all of these things and leave the beis medrash quickly to make sure the kids would stay up, to make sure that they were around and present for the important parts of either Yom Kippur or for the important parts of the Seder. So chotvin means like you snatch while you're eating very quickly, and so you do that very quickly so the kids are going to be up. And so the first interpretation he says is you just lift up the matzos. The second interpretation Rashi says is you eat them fast. The Rambam discusses this as well, of course, and he talks about how you're supposed to make changes that night. B'kitzad mishana, how do you make changes? Machalik lahem klayos ve'egozim, I guess this was still a thing in the time of the Rambam, to the roasted wheat and the grain, this is before the advent of candy. V'okrena shulcham milfneihem kodem sheyochlu, and you move the table before they eat, like you move around the table. V'chotfin matzah ze miyad ze, and you snatch matzah one from the other. and this may be the adults, as we'll see soon, but or you snatch it from the kids, and this might be an allusion to what we do nowadays. We've picked this custom. Instead of picking up the matzahs or eating them quickly, what we do is we snatch matzahs from one from the other, and there's this sort of like race and game, and everybody steals it, and yeah. So the Ravid over here says, no, that's not what it means. It means the second interpretation of Rashi, rather, memaharin lechel kadesh lo yeshnu. Chotfin means to snatch, to grab, to do it quick, and so you do it quick so that it doesn't take too much time so that the kids don't fall asleep before you're done. Okay, the Rashbam, again, agrees with the first idea of Rashi, magbinis ha-ka'ara, you lift plate which has the matzah, so the kids ask. Then he says, or it means, ochlin maher, you eat it quickly, and again, we have this this same idea that, just like Rashi had said, either you lift it up or you eat quickly. But then he adds, v'li nira, but I have another interpretation, in addition to Rashi's, chotvin means, misalkines alecha miyana tinokes, when do we snatch the matzah? It's not even the matzah that we snatch. We snatch the bread from the tinokos, and here we're referring to Erev Pesach. We're probably talking about matzah, because after the time, midday on Pesach, he can't be eating any sort of bread. Shaloyu yeshenu mitoch machal harbe. He says, when do we snatch the matzah? We snatch the matzah before Yontif. And we want to make sure before the Seder, they don't overeat. Because very often, kids get very tired after they eat, and if they fall asleep because they eat too much, they're not going to be up for the Seder, v'shuv lo yishalu, and they won't ask any questions. Aval achshav kishachotvin mehen lo yeshnu, they're not going to fall asleep because we snatched away their food, we starve them. V'yishalu, and then the last, kolomar lo yeshnu shlo yochlu kadeh sava'an, we don't want them to eat fully, we want them to be a little bit hungry for the Seder, so that there is another practical thing for them to stay up for. And he says that this makes a lot of sense, because that's the continuation, it's the follow-up of the Gemara. The follow-up of the Gemara talks about ideas for how to keep the kids up. You either eat quickly, or you don't feed them in advance, and that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva was doing. You have the story that he would be focused on not letting his kids specifically fall asleep. So the idea of chotvin es hamatzos must be that they're not going to fall asleep. Now, again, all of these interpretations are pointing to ways that they're not going to fall asleep, either because you made them curious, or because you ate very quickly, or because, as the Rambam says, you're busy snatching matzahs one from the other, and that just like is fun. And okay, so in any event, that seems to be the crux over here, is to make sure the kids stay awake. Some sort of practice to make sure they stay awake. Rabbi Onasan on the Rif says, again, this is perhaps the most fun. He says, Yesh lefarish gadol legadol. Maybe this is what the Rambam means, that we snatch the matzos adult to adult, but they're a schok in sort of a festive, joyous, fun type of way. And the kids see you trying to, I want the matzah, no, I want the matzah. And so they're all excited about it. Again, so they don't go to sleep and that they ask, they be involved. And he says, and some say it's not the adults that are snatching it from each other, or maybe having a catch, as the Rambam, you know, suggested, but it's the adult, who grabs it, snatches it from the kid. Inami, or he brings the other ideas as well. So we've probably found our custom somewhere in here. The Aruchos Chaim says it more specifically, that people do this. And he says, but there are problems with this minhag, because the idea of stealing the afikoman, which I think it's known as to most people, is kind of inappropriate. The Rambam talks about how you're not supposed to steal. Right? You're not supposed to steal, and you're not supposed to even steal for pretend. You're not supposed to steal for constructive reasons. If I want to pay you double by getting caught, then you won't take my money otherwise. I'm not supposed to steal in order to make it that you're going to pay double. You can't steal. You know how to steal. The Aruchos Chaim says that one of the problems with this custom is uvagayim nishma sheyehudim lomdim yaldehem lignov zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim. People hear from here that non-Jews, the Gentiles hear, hey, listen, in order to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jews teach their children to steal. And that obviously is something that Jews have been stuck with reputationally, not necessarily due to the Afikoman specifically, but the idea of the Shylock and the, we don't have to get too into it. So, to that end, because even though this minhag could have meant a lot of things, but now in most homes, it is referred to as stealing the afikoman, because like, you're trying to literally steal from other people and hide it and make them not know where it is. So I'm going to just quote something from Halicha Shlomo, which is a sefer written not by Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but by his students and children, really aggregating his customs. It says over there in a footnote, he says on page... I don't know what page that is actually. In the house of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they did not have this custom. And he says, here's why. Because to the world, the expression is stealing the afikoman. Eich nargil hatinokos ligneva. How can we teach kids to steal? Ula kabbalah schar. Not only that, but you get rewarded al kach kanohug, and you get it rewarded for stealing. That's, I guess, part two of the minhag. You steal it, and you ransom. So we're not only teaching theft; we're also teaching ransom. The hanoagin kain tov shiyazaru lekanosa rach chatifa. It's appropriate to use the original word of chatifa chotfin. We snatch to keep them awake, or we do any of the other things we do, as is the interpretation, to keep them awake, but not to steal. It's a sensitivity that perhaps we should come to, and we see Reb Shlomo Zalman had.